background, they voluntarily enter this program as part of their Volunteer of America participation.
I'm sorry, the ordinance refers to the service coordination team. So
I'm sorry? It does, because it's part of the approach, but it isn't strictly speaking. These clients aren't specifically the ones that come from that list. They aren't literally arrested and then told you either go to treatment or you go to jail. They're already in a treatment program as part of a probation program and an ongoing participation in Volunteers of America. But your point, although well taken, and I was actually going to address, did you have a further question?
No, thank you.
As I said last time you brought this up, I mean, I don't think anybody here has a better record than I do of not supporting activities that I think infringe on individuals' constitutional rights, to rehash that, the Joint Terrorism Task Force I let us withdrawn from. I've not supported the sit-lie ordinance. I have not supported the prostitution and drug-free zones for much the same reasons you do. And while I've never said this publicly, I have had private conversations with the police about this. I do not understand why they keep this, they allow this issue to exist that people incorrectly refer to as the secret list. These are people who are arrested. Those are public records. And you get to the top of the list by having the most arrests. And why they don't just disclose that is a mystery to me, that they allow this issue to be kind of like this diversionary discussion that takes away from a program that as Commissioner Fish just described, saves people's lives. And it allows for this other discussion that is really irrelevant, that doesn't make any sense to me, because people on the list are there only because they have the most amount of arrests. And that's all public records. So why that doesn't get just disclosed, I would disclose it in a heartbeat and be done with the issue so we could focus on the good work these folks do, the police bureau does, and that Commissioner Saltzman is leading, that literally not only saves people lives. And the reason somebody on the list gets offered treatment as opposed to somebody who doesn't get arrested is this is a law enforcement tool. This isn't a social program. This is a law enforcement tool that is smart, that is cutting edge, that is designed to be more thoughtful in how we enforce laws than just throwing people in jail and saying you're going to stay there for 5 years because you did X, Y, and Z. This is a thoughtful approach to get offenders who victimize people out of that vicious cycle so they end up being more productive citizens. And the bigger point being they quit breaking the law. So sorry about that. But, this is an emergency ordinance. Carla, please call the roll.
Commissioner Leonard, this is an emergency ordinance?
Mm-hmm.
So I think technically on this and the next one, because I'm on the board of VOA, I think I technically have to recuse myself.
Do you benefit personally from it?
I do not.
You do not have to recuse yourself.
And this is actually a contract with the county.
Yeah.
I just want to clarify that.
One only recuses himself when they benefit personally.
I disclosed that I'm on the board, which I think raises, if anyone has an issue,
that's right. It
technically does not disqualify.
Yeah.
Okay.
Carla, please call the roll.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
798.
Authorize a $50,000 grant agreement with Volunteers of America to assist victims and survivors of domestic violence.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Thanks, Mr. President. This is a grant with the Volunteers of America. They are one of our three nonprofit providers that supply the Portland Police Domestic Violence Reduction Unit with an advocate, a victim advocate, who works closely with the Portland Police and provides support to victims and survivors of domestic violence.
Anybody want to testify? Council discussion? Carla, please call the roll.
Commissioner Fish is recusing himself from this one.
Well, I think on this one, if you can call me.
Okay. Fish.
Thank you, Carla. I just will disclose that I am on the board of Volunteers of America, but I do not personally benefit from this, so I do not believe technically I'm required to recuse myself. I vote aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye. 799.
Extend contract with Booth Research Group to and increase compensation up to $110,200 to conduct police promotional assessment centers.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Was this an item that was polled by Dan Handelman? Or?
No, there's an amendment for this one.
Okay.
That's why you've been sitting here all day. Lucky you.
John Murray, who manages human resources, or I should say the hiring process for the Portland Police Bureau, will speak to this.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Commissioners. I'm Sean Murray, Human Resources Manager for the Portland Police Bureau. The ordinance before you is to request funding for the Promotional Assessment Center for the ranks of Lieutenant, Sergeant, and Detective. The Police Bureau has a need to assess the knowledge, skills, and ability of sworn personnel to determine promotional rankings. The Assessment Center company, Booth Research, has extensive experience in conducting assessment centers for sworn agencies. Essentially, the Police Bureau has a request to amend the ordinance before you for consideration. First, to extend the contract with Booth until December 2010, and also to correct a mathematical error in the original ordinance. The original ordinance stated that the new contract shall not exceed $160,300. The correct amount is $110,200, and this is over a two-year period.
That's actually what my ordinance says. 110-2.
I believe that's in the amendment itself is where it says the 160,000. Is that correct, Sean?
Yes. Yeah. The amendment should show that.
Number two in the amendment.
I don't
have. Oh, you want to see.
Is the correct amount 110 or 160?
The correct amount is 110,200.
That's what I have in the ordinance.
Yeah, that's what I have in my ordinance.
So, but they're talking about the actual. Okay. The handout that you just got on the second page is it's been changed in the amendment.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. And what was the other amendment?
To extend Booth's contract out to 2010 December.
Okay. So we need a motion to accept the amendment on the handout.
So moved.
Second.
Carla, please call the roll.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye. Further discussion on the ordinance. Thank you, John. Carla, please call the roll.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye. It's adopted. There's no afternoon session. We are recessed until next Wednesday at 9:30. Thank you.
Thank you.